to sit out here and watch it. Can I see it right here? Can I see it right there? Nice. By the way, can I borrow this for just a moment? Thanks. Ask any of the youth this morning the story behind these things from Date Night last night. You must know. But I'll let them tell you. There you go. Alright. We're here at the God Box again this morning, which means we need someone to draw out an item, which we can see if we can draw a comparison between it and God or Jesus and the church. Carson, you want to do it? Okay. I'm not allowed to peek and see what's in there. First thing that you grab, fold it. Alright. What is that? A block. Is it a tiny block, Catherine? It's a Lego block. Yes, go ahead. Okay, it relates to God because when you're using Lego blocks, you're trying to build something that holds together, right? And God holds everything together. I like it. Before I get your next one, though, which I'm sure is brilliant, I want to see if anyone else has an idea. I didn't even ask the question yet. Wow. This is how it goes up here in Marissa every Sunday. So, the question is, how is God like a Lego block? How is Jesus or the Holy Spirit like a Lego block? How is the church maybe like a Lego block? Josiah.
Lego block
Okay. So maybe like Lego blocks get drawn and put together. The church is like a body of people that are drawn together and put together in one building. Not so much this building that we're sitting in right now, but a building made out of people, a community. Alright? Good one. Any other thoughts before I let Catherine finally say what she really wants to say? Go ahead, Catherine. Does not a Lego building make. You can't set this on the floor and say, I'm done. I made a Lego red. What would it be? Like a firehouse. I made a Lego firehouse. People would look at you and go, you didn't build a firehouse. You just put one Lego block on the ground. Likewise, we by ourselves as individuals can't say, I'm complete. God made me and I'm enough all by myself, but we have to be built with other people around us in order to be the community that God wants us to be. Any other ideas? I'm thinking about a metaphor from Scripture. Okay, one more. Okay, if you build a church, you'll bring people in. Or, people will come in where there are people already following the Lord, and they will get attracted to that. Sometimes you don't have to build a building for that to happen. Sometimes that can happen without its own building. I'm thinking in Scripture, Jesus Christ is called the cornerstone of the church. You know what a cornerstone is? The fact holds together a building, in a sense, but I want to get any more specific than that. Cornerstone is not like the glue necessarily that holds it together physically, but you set the cornerstone first on the ground, and the cornerstone has to be perfect. It has to be all right angles, has to be perfectly level, perfectly plumb. So that every stone you set off of that is lined up perfectly. If your cornerstone is off, what would the building look like that was built where this was the first block that was set like this? The whole building would be slanted, right? All the furniture would slide out of the building. So you have to make sure you have a perfect cornerstone around which to build a building. And Jesus Christ is our perfect cornerstone. And as long as we build our community around Him, everything will line up as it should. All will be well. So let's see. God is like a Lego block in that God holds everything together just as all Lego blocks get connected when you build something. The Lego block represents the church because we are all individual blocks that need to be built together as a community. And finally, this one right here could be the cornerstone of a building like Jesus Christ is our cornerstone, making sure that we're all lined up properly. That's cool. I like that. All right. Okay, which one of you put the Lego block in the box? Anybody gonna fess up out there? It was good. Carry it again. All right. Who knows what else is missing from Carrie's house? We can see in future weeks. Don't get a peek in there. All right. Before I send you back to your seat, let me pray with you. And thank you so much for doing this imagination exercise with me. Lord, we thank you for giving us the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. We ask that you would set us close to him and line up perfectly with him so that our lives may always be in your grace. We thank you for making us individual blocks, but also part of a greater community, and ask that you would hold us fast to our brothers and sisters in Christ so that we may be one with them and unified with them and therefore be a great witness to the world. And as always, Lord, we ask that you would hold us together by your grace and your peace in Christ. Make this so for us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. You may go back to your seats. And the very young ones may go to nursery.